name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is called the Sunday of the Blind Man, for today we hear how Jesus meets a man who was not just blind, but he had been blind since he was born. The Pharisees, rather than rejoicing when he was healed, accuse this man and eventually throw him out of the synagogue. Expelled by the Pharisees, the man who was blind is found again by Jesus and comes to say, "Lord, I believe," and worships him as the Son of God. C.S. Lewis once said, "Courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form of every virtue at the testing point," which means at the point of highest reality. A chastity or honesty or mercy which yields to danger will be chaste or honest or merciful only on conditions. So courage and true virtue go together hand in hand. This man born blind certainly had a heart that was seeking God, and he responded to God's grace. But something else that's also very evident in this man's heart, it was courage. Despite the intimidation of the authorities, despite the confusion of the people who knew him, despite the fear of his parents, the blind man who now sees refuses to deny what he knows is true. He had courage. Courage to hold what he knew was true in his heart. Courage to not give in to the pressures of others. Courage to acknowledge God's grace and mercy in his life. We too need courage in these days in our hearts to remain true to our God and uphold the virtues of a godly life. We see the blind man's courage very vividly when the Jews question him about his healing. Until this day, he had never seen the light of day. Here on the greatest day of his life, he can now see, and yet he's being questioned and attacked with hostility. What's going on? He showed honesty as he responded, and great courage. You know, there are many times that we encounter things that try to impede us spiritually. We need courage to overcome them. Here the Pharisees, because of their jealousy, anger, and hatefulness, their own spiritual blindness, as a matter of fact, were trying to find something to condemn Christ with. And the Pharisees controlled many things. If you were put out of the synagogue, it was like you were blacklisted. The Pharisees had even forbidden that anyone who would say that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, would be put out of the synagogue. That's why his parents feared what happened to them. And it was no trivial thing to be put out of the synagogue. They knew their son had been born blind. He could not see when he was born. But now, miraculously, he can see. It's not surprising that other people were saying, he looks like him. But they were astonished and wondered how in the world he could now see. This drives home just how amazing it was for this healing. If Jesus can make a man see who had been blind since his very birth, he certainly can help us in our own lives when we encounter problems and we can't see. We can't see a solution for the problems. Sometimes we have no idea how it's going to get done. We have no idea how things are going to get better. But God knows, and he can help us see. We must have courage to trust him through all things. And it's okay for faith to grow. We may not have instant faith. We may not have perfect faith when we encounter problems. But like the blind man, we see his faith grew the more he was faithful. The more that happened to him, his faith became stronger. The Lord puts clays on his eyes and tells him to go to the pool of Siloam. Now he could have thought, this is ridiculous. What's clay on my eyes going to do? And I'm going to go wash. People are going to look at me. But he does not question that. He does what the Lord's asked him to do. But he was not healed until he did that. until he had washed. If he had not gone and washed, he would not have been healed. His courage to obey Christ in spite of what others may think, that enabled him to go to those healing waters with clay on his eyes and wash, and he was healed. So now the whole town is beginning to talk about it. Here's this person that we think was born blind and now he can see. And the Pharisees are getting angry by it because all they can think of is trying to keep control, and they're kind of losing control. And they're going to try and keep control by their power to cast people out of the synagogue. So they ask this man, "How are your eyes opened?" He says, "Well, a man named Jesus put clay on my eyes. He told me to go wash, and now come away seeing." And that wasn't the answer they wanted to hear. And besides that, it was on the Sabbath, which really upset them. And they just couldn't believe it. They just could not believe what they were heard. So they called his parents. They didn't believe he was born blind. The parents admitted, "This is our son, and he was born blind, but we don't know how his eyes were opened." And so they passed it back to him because of the fear of what the Pharisees could do and cast them out of the synagogue. So they say, "He is of age. Let him explain." They didn't have the courage needed to acknowledge God's grace in their son's life. So the man who was healed was called. They called him back and they questioned him again. And here's where his courage really shone. It takes courage to live the Christian life in face of others who want you to not acknowledge Christ. That Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah. The world tells you, it's sort of okay to be a Christian if you want, but you need to be willing to bend a little here and there. Don't take any real stand for God's truth. You got to keep an open mind about morality. Things are different in these modern times today. Well, today's world may be a world of tolerating a lot of things. But it doesn't tolerate someone who actually believes that some things are right and some things are wrong. They just won't tolerate that. There is such a thing as real truth. And it scares them. It's not relative truth. It's real truth. And this blind man, he knew what was true. He knew what he had, where he was, what had happened, and where he was now. So put yourself in his position. He had not seen since he was born. That means his entire life was darkness. It's like when you go to bed at night, you close your eyes, it's dark. Difference is, he didn't even have any memories of what it would be like to see. You open your eyes the next morning, you see again. He'd never seen that till this very day. And he had been a beggar and a blind man because of his situation in life. Now he can see. Now is his opportunity for the first time to be part of society. Because if you were blind or lame or have some sort of disease, you were basically pushed out of society back then. So this was his opportunity to be accepted by others, to no longer be hungry and alone. And yet the Pharisees were asking him to deny something that he could not deny. He could not lie about what he knew was true. And what was in his heart told him it was God who healed him. When they asked him about, who is this man? He said, "I think it's a prophet. He healed me." And, they say, "Well, he's a sinner." He said, I don't know about that, but you can. I don't know of anybody who's been ever healed that was blind from birth. And only God can do that. He was courageous to say that. And he was cast out. Then Jesus came to him and talks to him more. And Jesus says, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" And he said, "Who is this?" And he said, "I am he." And his faith grows even more. So he sees a progression. At first, he was he was a godly person as best he could be. Then he became to believe he was a prophet. Now he hears this was the Son of God. And he believes. And he worships him. Now he can see clearly both physically and spiritually. So let this be an encouragement to us. This man who was blind from birth, who was healed by Jesus, who was so courageous in the face of great worldly pressure, whose faith grew as he remained faithful to what he knew was true. Let us as well be courageous to stay in God's truth, to remain faithful. And in the process, we will find our faith will grow and our virtues will grow even stronger as we are faithful. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.